Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Better believe it. We asked you earlier, we'll ask you again, and we'll do it two more times throughout the show. Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question, orchestrated by Mac Morey. How much confidence do you have against the Texans with your Chiefs this week? 0-25%, 25-50%, 50-75%, 75-100%, 134 of you have voted. 44.8% of you said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey. 25 to 50%.
That's where I'd be.
33.6 say 50 to 75, and I would think that
that's where I am.
You're leaning more towards the 50 than the 75.
Yeah, oh God, yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. If there was just a 50, I'm 50%.
Yeah. Like Bigley said earlier, 51%. Mm-hmm. Do you think he would drink with the raccoon in the liquor store?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is, he would.
Liquor raccoon.
hey Jay, we have a ferret down here that is drinking beer. You want to come drink with it? Yes.
Sweet.
The funny thing about ferrets.
Well, I'll tell you about.
They had their day off in Chicago, ferret day, Bueller's day off.
My mother's best friend's niece had ferrets as a pet. They died. It was wintertime. She put those ferrets in the freezer until spring so she could bury them in her yard. Mm-hmm. No joke. We talk about this every time the family's together. Mm-hmm. Putting ferrets in the freezer to preserve them till spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a long time. I had a pet dog named Gizmo who passed away, and my parents were out of town, and we couldn't get into the pet hospital until Monday, and Sunday afternoon to Sunday night, he was in the deep freeze. I mean, you can't just leave like a dog and rigor mortis sitting in the house. R.I.P. to Gizmo. How many people have had a dog named Gizmo, though? I feel like that's a very popular
name. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, is this real?
100%. Gizmo. Yeah, you call my stepdad Jeff, who's probably listening right now, going, 100% it's real.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, died in my arms. Sad day.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, it's brutal. Brutal.
What do you do on that? I mean,
he just had to wrap him up in like a blanket and put him in the freezer. And then Monday, or I think it was, he died Saturday. And then Sunday morning, they took him to a wonderful place in Blue Springs called Kavanaugh Pet Hospital.
Yeah.
So, shout out to those wonderful people.
But you didn't keep him in there all winter and then bury them in your yard. No, that's completely, I think, different.
I've never buried a pet. We've always cremated.
Yeah, that's usually what you do.
Yeah.
Always, I would imagine. Always. But I mean, these people were weird.
You know, you can do this. I didn't know this. I've known a girl that has done this. Her pet dog had passed away, and some of the ashes they put into tattoo ink, and she put a paw on her arm with like her dog's ashes in the ink.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she stuffed it.
No taxidermist here. No, okay. But
if you're
no.
stuffing your dog,
I think that's a great idea. Like, I think what you should do, like when your dog's getting to that point, like, you know, do the little paint of the paw, put it down, and then go get a tattoo.
I love that idea. We'll do that is a good, you know, my kids are in that situation.
Now,
we need tattoos.
Don't do the Tyson.
No, you don't do something like that. You put it somewhere else. But I mean, like I said, my kids are like, well, we need tattoos, because every kid at this stage of their life thinks they need a tattoo. But if Winnie goes, I wouldn't mind the four of us going down there and doing that and having something like that done.
Hell yes.
That would be kind of cool as a family to go get that done.
Be awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Where should I get that? Is that like on your arm? I was going to say my ass cheek, but
somewhere in the place I'd be like, or like your higher thigh.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get a tattoo for my mom. I'm going to get a hummingbird left thigh high.
Nice.
And then she has a note that I have in my car that says, proud of you, love mom. And I get that underneath it. And then just,
awesome.
That way it's in a secure spot. It's not an unpopular spot.
That's good you have that, because I have a note from my grandma hanging on my wall in my house, man. You save those things that are.
Oh, I'm a weirdo with the cards, like Christmas cards. They have every single one from like 98.
Yeah.
I have, what's really weird is doing Christmas decorations, and it's funny to watch, like when you open the box and it's like Hallmark 97. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, we were doing that the other day going through the ornaments. Yeah. Like, my wife and I growing up had a lot of, for whatever reason, the same ornaments, right? It's kind of funny. And we pull out this like silver bear ornament. And I go, I think that's mine, right? Mm-hmm. She goes, no, that's definitely mine. You look at it, it says Jenny 1978 or whatever it was, right, on the tree. And then I pull out this gold bear and I go, oh, I got gold. You got silver. Bobby 19. I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
And she just rolls her eyes like every time. So I'm gold. She's silver. It's so funny. But yeah, all those old ornaments and the sentimental stuff. And we stopped doing cards after a while with our family because my dad gave my mother the same Mother's Day card like 3 years in a row. And so she started saving. She goes, every year you're giving me this, so stop. We're just going to pull one out of the recycling bin.
He's not as organized.
We're going to recycle. No, he's not. He's not as organized as my mother, obviously.
Somebody says, if you have a snake, do you use their snake bite? If you have a pet snake, I don't know if you want that. You know what?
I want a snake for a long time.
Whatever you want to do.
No, as a tattoo?
No, pet snake.
Yeah, no, he's saying, but do you use their bite if you have a pet snake?
You're pretty badass.
Somebody said a good friend of mine lost a baby and did the same tattoo ash thing with their baby.
Oh, my.
Damn.
I'd do that.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea.
Me too.
The ash and the tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. With it's the paw cool print. Yeah.
It's a cool tattoo.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's special. It means something. It's, you know.
It's not like the one I have on my arm that's misspelled. We can get into that at some other time.
like Bart Simpson. I love moth.
It says believe, not believe. That's right. It's right here. You learn something new about your boy every day.
Wait a second. Did you?
That gave me something to believe in.
Did you pay for it?
Sure did.
Did you get a refund?
I don't know how.
What are you, like, great googly moogly? Like,
well, now it's so blended that it doesn't look like it. But yeah, for sure, it says Belive on my arm, not Believe.
Oh,
so,
no.
That's what you get for putting Poison lyrics on your body, Dusty, at age 17. So what happens when you watch
much. Was that the song you were doing?
Well, it says my Bible verse that I go by in life, which is Matthew 23:12, which is he who is humble shall be exalted. He who is exalted shall be humbled, which I could take that note every single day of my life. And yeah, the Lauren who just texted me, she was like, mine, Daisy's ashes in my arm. Yeah, that's who I was referencing. She has the ashes of her dog in her arm. And I think that's something you should do for the rest of time.
I
think
that's
a great
that.
Idea. So shout out Lauren. But yeah, I have, it says Belive. And the ironicness is that there's a Bible verse underneath it. But the problem is I watched too much Rock of Love, and Something to Believe In would be coinciding with Matthew 23:12, yet it got misspelled. I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That guy's an idiot, man.
No, yeah,
the idiot is the person who spelled Belive.
It was me. I had to write out the tattoo and give it to him.
Oh,
you want me to keep dumping on my face?
I didn't realize that. I thought it was the tattoo artist.
And
they didn't say, like, hey, this is a misspelling?
No, dude. You want to talk about self-deprecating.
I've been pounded this
I time. Have two tattoos. One's a clover on my back shoulder because of my Irish heritage, and one is Belive on my right arm. You better believe it, dude.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Well, I'm sure the tattoo guy could care less. Just give me your cat. That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's like, man, this looks sick. You ready to go? I'm like, eat me up, Todd.
Where'd you get it done, Waldo? Or
Freaks on Nolan. This is all true. Like, I could take a picture of it later
and
show you.
Well, that's what makes it so damn funny is the fact that it is true, you know? Like,
you can believe in the Chiefs. My
so
tattoo.
You had a Poison lyric tattooed on your arm.
That's right.
Yeah. Brett Michaels. Remember him?
Rock of Love.
I partied with him in a U-Haul once.
I'm so jealous. That is a guilty pleasure of mine is 100,000%. Yeah, somebody says no regrets. I am that kid.
Regrets, yeah.
Not even one letter.
Or that guy in St. Louis who says something about morons. You know, he's a Cardinal fan. He has morons spelled wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's outstanding.
Yep. That's your boy right here. Don't put it past you.
I love that. That's something to believe in, man. Yeah, if you would have partied with Brett Michaels in the U-Haul, it would have been. He was doing a concert in Winter Park, Colorado, and the green room was a U-Haul. Backed up to the stage.
Dude, Poison kicks ass.
And my friend was the city manager at that time. Oh, it was great. And my friend was the city manager of Winter Park, so we got the backstage tour of this thing, and we're literally in a U-Haul with Brett Michaels.
That's awesome.
That's sick.
Played all the songs you wanted, took a helicopter, got the hell out.
Hell yes.
I mean, dude, think about the bangers that they have. Something to believe
in. Seriously, yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yep.
Nothing but a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Do you know any of those songs, Mac?
Oh,
yeah. For sure.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I watched Brett Michaels when he was on. What was his reality show?
Rock of Love.
Yeah,
Rock of Love.
That was it. Dude. Yeah, I watched that show. Yes.
Like, three of those chicks were porn stars. And you're like, oh, well, it's Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels. What'd you expect?
I was like 12. Yeah. I was like, this is good.
And I was like, man, he's got really good, you know, all this stuff and all this, you know. You find out that his headband is actually just hair stapled to it with a hat. And then he tried to jump off stage, hit the top of a garage door, fell down, had to grab the hat like Indiana Jones and pull it back in.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
That's classic.
Somebody says my buddy from the Marine Corps had fist to fight instead of first to fight.
Fist to fight. That's great.
Oh man, instead of simplify, it says simplify. Yeah. Like, oh no.
Half of it's on the tattoo artist though to make sure. All right, you sure this is what you want?
I gave him the blueprint. He didn't do it. And here we are, something to believe in.
Yeah,
Brett Michaels, catch him in Niagara Falls this February.
Let's go, dude.
February in Niagara Falls.
Here's how much I loved Rock of Love and Brett Michaels. Do you know who his favorite team is?
Chiefs?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. One of you lucky ladies is going to stay, and one of you lucky ladies is going to have to go. And it's been a Rock of Love. Coming back, we'll get back into sports and get on track because the NFL and a great convo plus the MLB offseason is rolling along, whether you believe it or not. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Well, I'll...
Diving right back into it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Yo, Dusty, Lee Summit plays undefeated Nixon in the state championship. They have the number two recruit in the nation, Jackson Cantwell, at 6'8", 305 left tackle. That's from Micah in Denver. You better believe it, baby. Up in St. Joe.
Who do they play? Did you say Nixon?
Nixon and Lee Summit for state in class 6A.
Nice. Nixon's a 6A.
6'8", 305 is a big boy.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah, left tackle.
It's a tower.
Yeah. Is he available for Sunday?
Yeah, yes, no kidding. There's a lot of talent coming out of Lee Summit Metro, right? That kid went to the Jets. Mimbu?
Oh, yeah, right, Armin Mimbu.
Mm-hmm. He was out of the Jets.
Yep.
Or out of the NFL draft. Top 10 pick, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jets have been picking the top 10 they have since 97. And then you got this kid in Nixa at 6'8", 305, number two recruit in the country. Coming out of Missouri.
Wow,
so that's good. Missouri, all these schools. So
6'8", 305.
18, bro.
I mean, he's from Nixa?
It's a mountain.
You calling Micah a liar?
No. 6'8", 305.
That's right.
That's a giant. That's not allowed. That's a that person's too big.
That guy's been able to ride any roller coaster he wants.
I was just
going to
say, how's he getting on roller coasters though?
Alone.
You know, because that's like, you can't sit in the front seat of that thing or like the log flume or whatever. Like, I mean, that guy's large, dude. Is that a basketball player or a football player?
I mean, if you had a 6'8", 305 kid, I just inside.
Oh, I bet he drops 25. I bet he has to play basketball.
I mean, at least in high school, he's playing basketball, right? Yeah.
Destroying kids.
Dre Bates, 6'4", 220. He was a baller in high school basketball.
6'8", 305. Just give the big guy the ball down low and dunk it, man.
I'd be like, can you play running back when we're inside the five?
Oh, my God. God.
And from Nixa, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
18.
Is Nixa down by the lake? Springfield, yeah. That's what I thought, yeah.
My buddy went to high school there. Okay. Played basketball. It was a stud.
And so they got to come all the way up and go to Mo West for their game. Mm-hmm. That sucks travel time for them.
They'll be riding the high.
Oh, yeah.
Be ready for state. So, we'll get into some more of that. Baseball offseason. Talking about the MLB front office. You were talking to somebody in the front office of the MLB about how this offseason should be one of the biggest winter meetings of all time, maybe of the last couple years or so, but should be an interesting offseason in baseball. Things moving, by the way.
Well, yeah, guys are getting signed. Devin Williams yesterday with the Mets, man.
Sonny Gray with a hell of a drop.
Sonny Gray can suck it, okay? and here's the thing about Sonny Gray. Let me tell
never
you something.
To be in New York anyway.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Going to Boston.
Because you're not tough enough to play in New York. That's ultimately what it boils down to. You're not a tough enough baseball player to play in New York.
Conference.
Oh, it's great for Boston.
Boston Red Sox pitcher Sonny Gray drops this. I went to New York, but I never really wanted to go there anyway.
Yeah, because you're not tough enough to play in New York.
You told him when they signed the check?
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Because he was traded there, I think, from the Reds or something, right? Or it was,
or
no,
Twins.
He traded to the Reds, whatever it was. He was never a fit there in New York. And since certain guys just can't handle pressure, and Sonny Gray obviously is one of those guys. But I was talking to somebody about the MLB offseason. I said, tell me the one thing that you think is going to happen at the winter meetings this year. Give me that one thing that you think is going to happen at the winter meetings this year. And he said, everybody's going to be dealing arms for bats. And I'm like, ugh, because that's where we are as the Royals, right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if everybody's going to be in that same group and everybody wants to do the same thing, well, chances are you're probably going to have to overpay to get that bat that you want, because they're saying right now that there's a surplus of arms out there and teams want those bats. And I'm like, dang. So they may have to part with the bigger name pitcher to get the bat that they want. And also, I'm okay with that. I'm okay to give a bigger name pitcher to get that bat and get that guy that they want in here. I don't want them giving away, like somebody proposed a trade for Cole Reagans to the Mets for like four minor leaguers. I am not into something like that. The Kansas City Chiefs or Royals are not in a salary dump mode. They don't need to sell players or anything like that. They need to get better. Trading Cole Reagans for four minor leaguers to the Mets is one of the more ludicrous things I've ever seen. A trade with one of our starting pitchers this year has to net back a major league bat in return for that trade.
You don't normally see it a lot in baseball, 1v1. I know Vinny joins Cody and Gold, and he was talking about when there was a 1v1 trade earlier this offseason. Would you trade Reagans 1-for-1 for Duran?
I'd have to look more into it and really think about it. But my initial instinct is, yeah, I would. Because that's a name that's out there, Duran,
I mean,
for
that's
Reagans.
Your ace.
Yeah.
That's your ace.
Your ace.
Yep. Sherman has told you this is the guy.
Right.
And you're going to let your ace go for an ace hole.
But also, he's had a lot of surgeries, a lot of injuries, right? Maybe you're selling
at the
right time. Yeah, that's a lot, right?
Shoulder injury this year.
Right? And so maybe you're selling at the right time. And you're right about Durant. He's not the, you know, the nicest guy in the world.
You can look up his history. It's pretty dark.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not the best. But I'm talking player-wise, baseball player. I'm not talking off the field. Baseball player-wise, it'd be hard not to, I think, because you do have a surplus of pitching right now, and that's where the Royals are very lucky, right? And if you trade Cole Reagans, Dusty, means you probably are keeping Noah Cameron, which is also very good because he's under so much control. He doesn't make a lot of money. He gives you the flexibility to add more to it because you got rid of Cole Reagans. Not that he was a huge salary or anything like that. But I love the fact that they're going into these winter meetings and they're going to do exactly what we said even before last season ended, when we said they're going to have to trade an arm for a bat this offseason. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that now. Everybody knows that the Royals are willing to wheel and deal, and I love that. I love the fact that the Royals are going down there with kind of, I don't want to say the bell of the ball because, you know, it's always the Yankees and Dodgers and what they're going to do, but the Royals are going down there to kind of go back to the poker analogy with a pretty nice hand. And they have an opportunity to get really good this offseason with a couple of moves and a couple of tweaks, and all of a sudden you're talking about a team that if they get that bat and keep most of this rotation intact, I'm excited about them winning the division this year.
So let's say Chris Bubich stays, or not Chris Bubich, it ruins it, but let's say Cole Reagan stays.
Yeah.
Would you trade Chris Bubich for Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Wouldn't think about it.
No, I wouldn't think about that. That's different to me because Bubich kind of came on, you know, he wasn't really kind of part of that plan, did a great job. But again, the injuries with Bubich, I know the injuries with Trout, but I don't know, man, it's Mike Trout. Mike Trout for Chris Bubich. Would you do it?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't hesitate. Yeah. I wouldn't think about that one. Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of going like thinking of their thought process.
I'd send Mike Trout my parking spot points.
Go ahead,
it'll be there when you get there. Welcome to Kansas City. I don't care if you play 100 games, you're an outfield bat in the lineup, and I would just absolutely lose myself if I saw Mike Trout and Bobby Witt Jr. and Michael Garcia go 1-2-3.
And that's a needle mover. Speaking of Michael Garcia, real quick, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. Rene Francisco won International Scout of the Year for Major League Baseball with the Royals. He's responsible for Salvi. He's responsible for Michael Garcia. So way to go, Rene. Way to go. Get that award. That's awesome that you were recognized as the best international scout in all of Major League Baseball. I love that for him. And I also love the fact that, you know, we're going down there with a bunch of moves that can be made. I would love Mike Trout. That's a cachet move, Dusty.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
But I don't think that you'd have to give up your best asset to get him at this point.
I don't think so either.
33, 34, born on August 7th.
Was he really?
He was.
That's
him,
cool.
Myself, and Sidney Crosby.
Oh,
all
wow.
Born on August 7th. Studs, dude.
Yeah.
Two out of three ain't bad. One's just a misspelled drunk raccoon. But again, like, I think that's a great point from the text line. You won't find a better clubhouse fit for Mike Trout.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Like, you think about it, when Mike Trout, think about the world that we live in with Trout, and this is just like something that you could just have a conversation about because winter meetings are going to start on Friday. You think about what Trout coming to Kansas City and where Trout is currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Trout in Anaheim is the best player, no doubt about it. No one touches Mike Trout. He comes to Kansas City as the second best player on the team.
Yeah.
No pressure. Just go out there and play right field. You don't have to play center field, so maybe there's a chance to stay healthy. We already saw that transition last year. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you mean to tell me that you're going to start the game off with Mike Trout leading off, Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second, Vinny Pasquantino hitting third, Michael Garcia hitting fourth, Salvador Perez hitting fifth?
I need a bucket of cold water to the ice bucket challenge right now because I'm going to take it one step further.
Yeah.
You get Mike Trout. You know, they always say be strong up the middle, right?
Yeah.
You want your catcher, short, second, and center fielder to be the best players on your field at all times. If they were to go get Mike Trout, think about this. Hall of Fame catcher, Hall of Fame shortstop, Hall of Fame center fielder up the middle.
Yeah, I just don't want him playing center.
Okay.
In Kansas City. That's a different animal.
Yeah, it is.
That screams opening day, Mike Trout going back and then coming up limping.
It does scream like a Benito Santiago opening day type thing. Yeah.
It's fun to wish that.
Yeah.
That's, you need a bat. Mike Trout is not Mike Trout of 5 years ago. Mike Trout's not the...
Who the hell's been protecting him in the lineup? Anthony Rondon doesn't even show up to work.
It was Shohei Ohtani, but he wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still imagine that. They had Ohtani and Trout in their primes.
And did nothing.
Right. And they didn't have pitching.
Yeah, they did absolutely nothing. So, no, I would absolutely trade Bubich for Mike Trout.
The other name that's kind of popped up recently, and I saw a couple of articles from ESPN and Fox and all these sort of stuff, that Buxton is willing to waive his no-trade clause all of a sudden. Last year, he was like,
he is? I didn't see that.
To,
really?
The team is right.
Well, this team's
now,
right for
that's
him.
A guy
oh,
that
God,
could
that's
dominate
a guy.
Center field in Kansas City.
Hell yeah, man. What would you give up for him? Even though it is to the Twinkies, what would you give up for him? Would you be willing to do Bubich for him? Obviously, you would do that. I don't want to throw but I would love Buxton here, man. My God, that would be the coup of the offseason.
But health is also the scary issue with Buxton, as it's been his whole career.
Sometimes guys get healthy when they play on better teams too, though.
Now, I know that he's been loyal to Minnesota, so I couldn't see him being like, I'll waive my no trade for an AL Central team.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'd be the guy that would bring it all.
Well, yeah. And if Minnesota were to get rid of him, I mean, they might as well just shut down at this point in time.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they just have issues with health. Cause Royce Lewis is a bona fide stud.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the Buxton player and himself as well, and then you've got some pitching options as well on that team in Minnesota. But that's the thing about baseball, though, when it comes to these trades, is that I think that the best thing in baseball moves is a move to move what you can move. Right? You don't want to just go make a move to do it because somebody's available and you can afford it. But what you have a surplus of is what the Kansas City Royals have a surplus of, and that's arms/proven arms. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that's why. You don't want to talk minor league players. You don't want to say, hey, we got these two guys in the minor league system. But if you are going to move somebody like that, like I would assume, I'm just thinking out loud, if you were to go get a Buxton, they're going to want proven arm and they're going to want top prospect. And that would be Blake Mitchell. And I don't think he's your top prospect, but that'd be like a Blake Mitchell. He's in your top five. And a Chris Bubich or a Cole Reagans, right? And you would think to yourself, okay, that stings, but mm-hmm. we have the luxury of being able to move somebody because Berger, I thought he was fantastic last year. You've got Noah Cameron, yep. You've got Seth Lugo, you've got Michael Wacha. Now again, those guys
bounce back too.
Right. Well, Wacha was fine, but Lugo obviously, and then you'd still have maybe one or the other, whether it's Bubich or Cole Reagans. Now the problem is you can't move both because you need a lefty in your starting rotation.
Yeah, no, it's one or the other for me. Yeah,
but I think that. You know, if you have a full-blown proven guy, it's always the move because that takes away the unknown. Now, there are some people that are dealt through expectations of what could be. You see that in drafts. You see that in, you know, signings. Like, you look at the college where a lot of people be down on Arch Manning. And you have to remind people, like, this is his first year as a starter. Mm-hmm. He's a junior. He's going to get better, you would think.
And because they may he comes make the playoff. You know?
Could. Mm-hmm. And he'll come back next year. And people will say, well, why would he come back next year if he's so good? Why do you think he's because it's fun. Yeah. It's NIL. He doesn't need the league. And I doubt he wants to get drafted and go to the Raiders or the Jets.
Yeah, nobody
so
wants
why
that.
Not just stay in Austin, live the best life you can live. And then when you get drafted, they're going to draft like they do with Bryce Young, like they do with Cam Ward, like they do with these players. They think they will get better because they're seeing enough at a young age mm-hmm. that they can develop that. But with the baseball is, when it comes to pitching, which is the surplus the Royals have, you don't need to sell that. You can be like, and that's why I think last year when we looked at Cole Reagans, we're like, why the hell is Reagans pitching the final end of the season? Was that an advertisement?
Maybe it was.
Was that JJ saying, hey, you know what? Go out there, Cole. You know, we'll throw an extra incentive in your contract. And what did he do? Was fanning people left and right.
It was fantastic.
Was just nine up, nine down, nine strikeouts, just blowing people away. And everybody goes, all right, if we have that Cole next year, that's great. Meanwhile, Mr. Burns or JJ Piccolo is sitting there going, all right, MLB.
Like for Cole Reagans, you should be able to get somebody legitimate back in return. And I like the fact that we're having these conversations as opposed to having conversations going into the winter meetings, A, where we don't register on the radar, mm-hmm. and B, where, you know, it's going to unload people because you're not going to be able to sign them to contracts or you're making minor league moves. Like, the moves that the Royals make at the winter meeting should all be about the big league ball club because that's where they are right now. That's their lot in life. And John Sherman is going to give them the money and the wherewithal to go out there and do that, even though he's only the 25th wealthiest owner in Major League Baseball, worth $1.2 billion, while everybody else is worth $20 billion in Major League Baseball, he's still going out there and giving this team and this organization the resources to make themselves better and to make this team better. And that's why I love John Sherman as the owner of this ball club. Mm-hmm. I think he's fantastic because he's giving his team and his front office personnel the resources to go out there and do that. And that's the thing you need out of your owner, Dusty, whether you're the Chiefs or whether you're the Royals, you need your owner to give the GM and the coaches the resources and the ability to go out and get better. And John Sherman has done that since the moment walked into Kansas City. And I think that is fantastic. He's not looking at it and saying, all right, we got to pinch pennies here and save this there, save that there. No, we're trying to win. We're trying to flip the script. And I'll be honest with you, with the way that the Chiefs are going right now, sitting at 6-6 and a lot of people down on them, this is a golden opportunity for the Royals to go out there and to steal the city back. Imagine if they make a great move and somebody like Mike Trout does show up, and we're just using that as an example, or somebody that you know that is a household name in baseball ends up being a member of this Kansas City Royals team, with the Chiefs, you know, kind of 6-6 and people a little bit sour on them because, oh my God, it's not 15-0. Well, then you have an opportunity to grab fans back. Some of those fans that are making their budgets for next year, they're going, well, instead of Chiefs money this year, I'm going to go spend it on the Royals this year. So this is an opportunity to kind of take that step from a marketing standpoint, from a buy-in standpoint. Nobody's excited right now going into December about the Chiefs' chances in the postseason. But the Royals go out and make a big move, you're going to grab the excitement of the city back. And I think John Sherman definitely knows that. And I think that's why he's so bullish and allowing his guys to go out there and make moves. And then when we get to March, if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs this year and they don't make it back to the Super Bowl, Clark Hunt has to do the same thing and allow his guys to go out there and make that big splash to make their team better, to get back to where they were.
And you've seen guys move on from big arms. We've seen the White Sox move on from Sale. We've seen move on from Cease. We've seen him move on from all. We've seen players get moved. It happens a lot with arms. Gerrit Cole. Now, these guys are all Cy Young perennial pitchers. You look at Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. Those guys move, and the Royals can do that. And I always look at this, and that's how I ended up, you know, finishing this topic in our rundown, was that these type of moves happen more often than you think. They just don't happen for your team. The Royals have got to land the right bat and figure out what the perfect amount is to do that, because they're not normally at this party, but I do trust that they can do okay in this party, right? You go back to maybe college, and you're like, who's that dude? He's like, oh, he's buddies with Chris. He's a good dude. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that guy show up more often than not. And last year, the Royals made a lot of moves. The year before that, John Sherman, the Royals made moves. John Sherman is opening his checkbook for this team.
Like, there should be nobody down on John Sherman as the owner of this team. He's been outstandingly
awesome.
And
Friday, the wheels spin a little bit faster. Saturday, they really start going after it. And by Sunday, you will see moves, or you will see serious conversations that won't be Harrison Bader to the Royals. It'll be like a name link that you
I'll take Harrison Bader, but that's not the only thing.
And I'm not giving up an arm for that.
No.
And I don't think you have to.
That's an accoutrement to going out and getting something big.
Yeah, that's a Adam Frazier signing. That's a glue guy that you can throw out there for 80 games a year as a starter, and then you can fill in throughout the rest.
Yeah, but that's again, not your big move for the offseason. That's a move.
No doubt. But I do trust that they can handle their weight in this party when it comes to dealing somebody big. So it should be interesting. Winter meetings start Friday. Should be a fun weekend. Plus, you have to look at everything else, because like you said, the Royals, or if the Chiefs lose this weekend, they're 6-7.
Yeah.
Hey! And you will have a lot of people, because I've seen it from you on the text line. I've seen it on Twitter. Like, please tell me we're going to talk about these moves that teams are making. We saw Toronto make a move yesterday. Yeah. Their starting pitcher goes to Anaheim. They've got a pitcher there. So now you got to compete with other teams that are starting to make moves ahead of you. Mm-hmm. So now you got to make a little bit bigger of a splash. And we have seen that Cole Reagan's name has been out there.
And that's the way the Royals are really going to get better. Sorry to jump in there. It's not going to be the free agent market. Like, they're never, unless there's a cap, you know, it's never going to be the free agent market. They're never going to win those bidding contests with the Toronto Blue Jays, like we saw last year with Santander, right? Mm-hmm. They're never going to win those bidding matches, but you can win the trades. And I think the Royals are positioned almost better than anybody with arms going into this winter meeting to go out there and make one of those trades.
Right. Somebody says, my money is on Jack Caglione tickling tonsils this year. I hope, because that solves a lot.
Solves a lot.
But you know what also is awesome about Mike Trout? Hey, Cags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go listen to 27 all spring and let him tell you what to do. He'll show you a way around, because we know the power's there. We know the talent's there. Is the eye and the mind and the belief there in the own body of Jack Caglione?
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I'm so excited for this offseason for the Royals. Like, probably more excited than I've been maybe after like 14 or something like that. Right. Like, because it's cool to be the cool kid at the party right now and to be that team that everybody's knocking on the door. So I'll tell you, they better have good charcuterie in that suite, or they're not getting any trades done.
How horny would you be if your outfield was Caglione in right, Kyle Isbell in center, and Mike Trout?
Oh, I'd love that.
I know
great.
That I'm hard.
And I'm a huge Kyle Isbell fan.
Would you buy a Trout jersey? Just to say you had a Royals Trout jersey? Max, like, yes.
Yeah, but I'd probably find hell one at, yes. at FanFest on the clearance rack like I find all mine. Awesome. Yeah.
Sitting right next to the Mike Jacobs one.
Oh, I mean, boy. I cleaned up on that. I got a Don Wakamatsu. I got a Bill Fisher St. Patrick's Day jersey. I got a Raul Ibanez jersey.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I cleaned up on the clearance rack when they had FanFest.
Let's dive into some college sports on the other side. Basketball and football, both relevant yesterday. We'll bring it back to reality here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for college. Your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it. From the 816, Royals won't get better by subtraction. They need pure addition. Spend okay. huge or shut up and just do the run it back tour again, which is what really happens.
Okay, we'll see.
You got another that's proving you wrong in that situation.
Yeah, see, that's a great point, Dusty. Like, that's a take from the Glassian days. Ugh. Stop living in the David Glass era of the Royals. And move on and evolve and take that next step. We're in the Sherman era right now. It's not the Glass era. Stop living in the Glass era, because John Sherman has shown you nothing that he's even in the same conversation with the way that David Glass ran this team.
Great album, Glass House, I think, is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, yeah.
He may glass be wrong. Houses, I may be wrong. Yeah. Glass House. Don't throw stones in glass houses. I think that CD has, or that album has, You May Be Wrong, I May Be Right. I think that's on there.
I think it is on there as well.
Some breaking news out of the NFL per Ian Rapoport.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary wide receiver Mike Evans is having his practice window open up off of IR. He and Jalen McMillan will practice today.
Huge.
Look out, Tampa Bay.
Huge, huge.
Bucky Irving back last week, scored twice. Baker could clearly play with a shoulder injury. Mike Evans comes back. Chris Godwin is back. Abuka is there. Hello, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they play the Panthers twice in the last 3 weeks, and of course the Panthers just a game back in that division.
Is this an anomaly of years of that with teams playing? Because Washington plays, is it Philadelphia, two of the final three weeks? Jacksonville and the Colts play each other twice.
Mm-hmm.
You just mentioned Carolina and Tampa Bay play twice. I know the Chiefs did it last year with Denver.
With Denver, yeah.
Is this happening
more? I hate
more?
That. I hate
you
it.
You hate it?
I love it. I hate it.
Really? Oh, I hate it too. Yeah,
yeah. I hate it. You don't want your...
That's good. I'm glad we can disagree. Let's talk.
Yeah, no, but I like the way they did it with the Chargers, right? You got them at the beginning of the year, and then you get them at the end of the year. I like that, to spread those games out. Didn't the Giants play the Eagles 2 weeks in a row, like in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah,
the Giants and Eagles played each other in two times in 3 weeks. I just don't like that. But teams develop and you know, change over the course of a 17-week season, and if you're playing your division rivals all at the end like that or together like that, I don't know. I would prefer to have them split up. I'm not going to go out there and run up and down the street and demand that this be changed by the NFL, but I would like to see it more split up and have more of an opportunity to see everybody earlier in the year and then later in the year as well.
Yeah, I just kind of want it as a litmus test to where my team's at, like we did with the Chargers, and now we'll see, okay, what improved? What's changed?
Yeah. What has?
This is a crazy stat. And again, I don't know if it's real. It comes from Logan Robinson. He is founder and owner of Knoll Game Day, Bucks Game Day. Got 22,000 followers. I assume he's pretty credible. Tristan Wirfs had more receiving touchdowns than Jamar Chase in November.
That's right.
Holy cow.
I saw that too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did Chase have a bye and a suspension, though?
Probably, but even
that's
still,
his fault.
I mean, you know, you
Tristan
can make stats.
Wirfs.
It's still funny, regardless of the facts behind it.
And
that's still funny.
The picture they use is Tristan Wirfs, the thumbs up, tongue out.
That's awesome. Love it. Yeah, I saw that earlier. I'm like, oh my God, that's good.
Freaking sick.
That's like the Joe Tooney finished in top 10 in offensive player of the year voting last year. He did? Yes, he did.
So Carrington Harrison said some fire to KU fans yesterday. He says, I doubt he's, or he said something about Darren Peterson, right? The kid out of KU. Darren
he says,
Peterson.
I don't doubt that he's injured.
Yeah,
the messaging has been poor.
He says, yeah, from the beginning, though, the first tweet he says is, Bill Self has kind of set Darren Peterson up to be the bad guy with the fan base. Somebody named L-Town responded, shout out L-Town. It's a soft tissue concern, thought it was cramping issue, progressively got worse, and realized it's actually a strain. All that makes sense. Don't start this narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, because CDOT thinks this is load management.
Correct.
He thinks this is NBA stuff.
What do you think? I feel like if he was able to play,
why wouldn't you have played against UConn? Not,
yeah, like load management to me would you be when you play like
Marist.
The Oklahoma States or, you know, stuff like that. Because like if you are going to play this kid, you better believe he'd be on that court Sunday at noon at T-Mobile Center. You better believe he'd have been playing against Hurley and UConn last night, against Duke in the championship classic against the Boozers. Because that's what we all wanted to see at the beginning of the season was we might be seeing the number one and the number two kid drafted in the NBA next year and Boozer and Peterson.
Darren Peterson, yeah.
And we haven't seen Darren Peterson because of what's happened. And then you have people that are like, here's the – now, again, the at handle for L-Town is Jayhawk Mayer.
Yeah.
So let's take into account, right? But again, soft tissue led to this. Carrington sees load management. Again, I'm with Carrington a little bit in this because in college, you see these guys very short. Especially guys like Peterson, who's going to go one or two, and Boozer's going to go the other pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Michael Porter Jr. He got hurt. We didn't get to see a lot of Michael Porter Jr.
No, none of Michael Porter
now,
Jr.
Now, I think his little brother is playing at Mizzou right now. Pretty sure he was on the court last night against Notre Dame.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, that Porter? I was like, that looks just like a Porter brother.
I think
like,
so.
That is him, because he was 12 when they were there.
That is true, yeah.
You know, so time.
Well, one's not playing anymore.
No, one's playing in the yard.
Yeah, he got jail. He got yard time once an hour.
The other one's in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is that really playing either if you're playing for the Nets?
He got paid by Denver, so he's doing just fine.
But
I don't think it's a load management.
I don't either. I think that's a bad take by Carrington, quite honestly. I mean, you're playing UConn last night. You're not load managing your best player against UConn, one of the top five teams in the country.
I do think the information that is out there, though, is okay, this is tough to say. This is similar to me with the fan base to the Josh Simmons thing, correct? Like, we didn't know a lot. We just knew that it was some sort of issue that he had to do outside of football. Peterson, it's like, well, we were told it's like a minor injury. He should be back. And then it's like, is he healthy? Are you waiting for the conference tournament or the conference play to start? Or like, what's the story? And now we're seeing this sort of thing kind of pour out and you're going, well, why is he not playing? Well, it's more serious than we thought.
Yeah, but things change. Like, we get new information all the time on stuff and it changes our opinion, right? We have talked openly about that on the air. At the beginning of the season, I didn't think a running back was that big a deal. Now I do. We have evidence that says, hey, things have changed. With this Peterson situation, maybe you thought it was something minor at the beginning, but the more you looked at it, the more it wasn't healing, the more you checked it out, okay, oh my God, we got more information that it's more serious. Like, people are allowed to change their opinions and they're allowed to change their diagnoses and they're allowed to change things as more information presents itself. And so when I see Carrington saying stuff like that, because he goes on to say the messaging has been poor, and when the fans are paying the salaries and not getting what they're paying for, the messaging has got to be right. I'm out on that. Professional athletes have been paid by the fans forever, mm-hmm. and we never get the truth on a professional athlete. These guys lie right to your face. He's fine. DL 15 minutes later. Like, for years, the professional sports have been lying about players and health and all that kind of stuff. So don't bring that into my kitchen, C-Dot. I'll be honest with you. That sure seems like a Missouri fan who's trying to stir it up with the Kansas fans over there and trying
C-Dot?
To
no.
Yeah, trying to be like, ooh, yeah. Look what's going on out there. I just think that's a bad battle. I don't mind those battles. I do. I like them because I like trolling. But this is one
you
where I'm just,
know.
No, right? But this is one like, this isn't worth the troll. This is a kid that's got an injury and they're not load managing him against UConn. Again, if it was Marist or East Tonale State or, I don't know, Missouri State, maybe they wouldn't. You know, maybe they would load management in a game like that, but not a big marquee game like that was last night.
He's also 18. Like,
he's also missed seven games in a row, you know?
He's a kid. Like, at some point, you do need to value, okay, what are we risking here? This is going to be the number one or number two overall pick. Like, you're talking about his future just as well as KU's future. Like, if there's something that could get further strained, further pulled, further injured, and could ruin your season and ruin his career, like, to me, that's Bill Self and any college coach, that's their responsibility too, to care about this kid, this guy's budding career. So if that was a tournament game, a single elimination sort of situation, is Darren Peterson out there? Maybe. I could believe that last night, but we're in
it's December. None of this matters until March.
So
it really is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. And you know,
and you're right about the coaching thing, because say Bill Self forced this kid to play and he got hurt and ruined his draft status. How many more good players are Bill Self going to have knocking on his door? Darren Peterson be like, that guy made me play and I got hurt and I never was able to because of that, you know? And then the word gets out there, just like the Penn State thing going on right now. No coach wants to go there because everybody's bad mouthing them. You injure a player in this day and age, people will bad mouth you.
100%. And I will say, a little off topic, but still with KU, they're plus 2,500 to win the national championship, and I would definitely take that because that's the best odds you're going to get. And this is a KU national championship type caliber team.
Once they get that kid back, for sure.
100%.
For sure. Mac, you like fantasy football, don't you? You got a show Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Damn right.
Better believe it. You want to pay attention.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is a big week for fantasy football. How about this? Fantasy points since week 7. Rashee Rice, 130.6. JSN, 130.6.
Wow.
Let's go. Okay.
Why does it look so different, though?
I don't know. I don't know, because we critique. Oh,
man,
boy.
I stashed him on both my rosters in my main leagues. Let's go. Okay. And now I'm making playoffs because of Rice.
That's because you're organized.
Yes, I'm organized.
And you know how to cook. Coming up, we go back to Jeff Saturday's comments. Plus, we talk about the parity of the NFL here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.